It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Another beautiful morning, and you are welcome to Open Heaven Hour. It's the time of the day again where we get to learn and share the Word of God. And this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. Again, it's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And I want to especially welcome you to today's segment. Today is the 13th day in the month of June 2024. The 13th day in the month of June 2024. And is it not just an amazing blessing to just be counted among the living this morning, where we get to learn another insightful detail from the Word of God? And like I always say on this show, your day is never, ever, ever complete without a dose of the Word of God. So right now, please tell somebody to tell somebody that it's time for our community meeting where we share the Word of God. And in this community meeting, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. If you don't have your Open Heaven with you, you can always join us every morning where we get to share the Word of God. Today's topic we'll be looking at: the Sword of the Spirit. The Sword of the Spirit. And our hymn today is Hymn 3, Ancient Words. Ancient Words. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Psalm 50 to 55. That's Psalms chapter 50 to chapter 55. And our memory verse today will be taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Let's take our memory verse again. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Our Bible reading will be taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 4. Verse 1 to 11. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 11. "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward, he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he said and answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Then when the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands shall they bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All this I will give you if you fall down and worship me." And Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our Open Heaven devotional says, "Today I will be concluding my teaching on the full armor of God by looking at the last piece of armor. The sword of the Spirit is the only primarily offensive weapon listed in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 17. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 17. It's clearly a very important weapon that every soldier of Christ must have. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. In the spirit realm, battles are not fought with physical weapons, but with the word. The most potent of all the weapons used in spiritual battles is the word of God. The word of God is a powerful sword in the mouth of a believer. With it, you can defeat any force in any realm. The book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 describes the sword as quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. This weapon is available to you for spiritual battles. When you know how to use this weapon, no force can stand or can withstand you. This is why you need to know the Word of God for yourself and memorize it. Any Christian that does not study the Bible will be powerless in spiritual matters. When the devil tries to attack your health, counter him with 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. That says that you were healed by the stripes of Jesus. When he tries to attack your finances, tell him that the Lord will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. If he tries to come against your children, tell him that children are the heritage of the Lord. So he should get his hands off God's property. Psalm chapter 127, verse 3. The word of God is superior to any other word. So when you present it concerning any case, the devil has no choice but to give in. If you present your own word to the devil in a spiritual battle, he can ignore whatever you have to say. However, he cannot ignore the word of God. Psalm 138 verse 2 says that God exalts his word above his name. Know the word of God and memorize it so that when you are faced with an adverse situation, you will have the weapon to use to conquer the devil. Don't suffer in the hands of the devil when you already have in your possession the sword of the Spirit, a weapon that is guaranteed to defeat him at all times. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, your Bible contains more power than you can imagine. Study it and use it to defeat the devil. Your Bible contains more power than you can imagine. Study it and use it to defeat the devil. I hope today's Open Heaven has blessed you. Please feel free to share the word to somebody that you feel needs it. You can visit our podcast on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and share. This could actually be a blessing to somebody. And please continue to follow us, join us every morning as we share the word of God. I hope this blessed you. And I really, really, really pray that you have a very beautiful day. Till you hear this voice again, remain blessed.
Thank you.